It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 14th.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's word is blithesome, spelled B-L-I-T-H-E-S-O-M-E. Blithesome is an adjective that means with lightheartedness or unconcern, gay or merry. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Piazza Tales by Herman Melville. The stranger had given a blithesome promise and anchored it with oaths, but oaths and anchors equally will drag. Naught else abides on fickle earth but unkept promises of joy. The word blithe had been bounding about in the language for 6 centuries before English speakers attached a some to its tail to make blithesome. Poet Robert Greene appears to have been among the first to employ the extension. In his 1594 poem, A Looking Glass for London and England, he wrote, "These large leather bottles of the richest wine make me think how blithesome we will be." The suffix S-O-M-E, some, has over the centuries produced a great number of adjectives, many less popular than they once were, but it typically does so by binding itself to a noun or a verb, as we see in words like irksome, awesome, fearsome, and bothersome. But blithesome came from blithe, also an adjective, and is in fact a synonym of that word. A few other some words, such as gladsome and lonesome, were formed in this way. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.